Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back. Yes, this is your show host, Lifestyle and Abundance Coach, Kim Bullock Hendricks. Really excited to be here in the end of 2020. Just about. We've got a few more days left, but man, when I tell you, this year has been something else. It really has. And so here we are, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. Okay, I'm just really, really blessed to see another Christmas. I'm blessed that even though things are not how we would expect them to be, we are in a position of gratitude. And so, yes, I am just really, really excited because 2020 is going to be a year that is unforgettable. If I got to use a word, it would be unforgettable. Man. Cool child. But this Christmas, I want for everyone to, you know, take the time out for those who are practicing social distancing. Listen, I respect it. You know, do what you absolutely feel you need to do. Those who are going to be with their friends and family and loved ones, be safe. Make sure you get your sanitizer, get your mask, whatever you need to do, you know, and just pray. Continue to pray and ask God to protect you, you know, in certain situations. But, you know, I've always believed this, and I'm sure many of you do agree with me. When it's your time, no matter what you do at the end of the day, when God calls you, honey, no matter where you're at, what you're doing, when he wants you, he wants you. This is why I say prepare every single day to live your best life. You know, put your phone down. Live for the moments that you can't put into words. You know, when life, hustle and bustle comes around and routines and deadlines and all these important things that come toward us, we have to learn when to take a break and when to create those precious moments that leave us speechless. How many times do we have speechless moments? How many times do we have those moments where we can just really put our phones down, let everything stop in the now, the right now? That's what I want your Christmas to be this year. If nothing else, if you don't have the money you want, the job you want, the house you want, the man you want, the child you want, the business you want, if nothing else, I want for you to thank God that you have the right now to reflect and write your goals out for 2021. What is it that you want to achieve? Write the vision and make it plain, honey, as it said in Habakkuk 2:2. You have to write the vision. You got to execute the vision. And then the vision will manifest. So I'm really excited. I'm going to be doing some cooking with my kids. Just about done with all my Christmas shopping. And I'm just so excited because I know that this year is just going to be phenomenal. It's going to be 2021, I should say, is going to be phenomenal. And the reason I believe that, because, you know, just like a ball, the harder that ball hits the pavement, honey, the higher it bounces back up. We are going to bounce back. 2021 is your bounce back year. The number one, right? Fresh start. All right, zero gave us, look, zero just broke everything down. Takes us to that next level. Okay, and so that's what it is, the breakdown to the next level. I'm on that next level stuff. I'm on the next level life. And I know that there's some great, great things that God has in store for us. We just have to make sure that we capture those moments. But yes, I am really looking forward, ladies and gentlemen, to having a peaceful Christmas. You know, peace is priceless. I want a peaceful Christmas. I want joy. And in spite of losing my husband, you know, this is going to be the first Christmas without my husband. So that in itself is going to be real different. It's going to be real different, you know. And rest in peace, Walter. We miss you greatly. We really do. I know this time of year, normally we're preparing to cook. My husband loves to cook. And we would be at the store right now going to go get our Christmas dinner, you know, and figure out what we're going to eat. And I remember one year we had all the kids together, and the kids, you know, our smaller children were baking cakes. And I remember they cut up fresh strawberries on the cake and put it on, and we just had a great time. My husband was known for his cookies too, honey. He would bake his cookies, and I'm telling you, people will be in line waiting to get his cookies. And these are just some great memories, you know. Anyone else that has lost a loved one, take this time out, you know, respond the good memories, you know, that you've had together, that you built together. That's what you can do, you know, when Christmas comes around. I know it's tough, the holidays, you know, having a loved one gone, as I'm going through it myself. But what I'm going to do is focus on the people who are still here. And definitely in his honor, you know, I'm going to light a candle in Walter's honor, say a prayer. I know he's with me in spirit, and that'll just be his candle. I actually have from one of my amateur women, bless her heart, she gifted me a special little memorial candle that I can burn whenever I think of him. And so that's what I'm going to do. And then he used to make these incredible cheesecakes. Oh, my goodness. Honey, I used to tease him all the time, and I would say, once on the lips, forever on the hips. Yeah, but those are the good old days, you know. And now we just got to figure out this year, okay, like, we're not going to do cheesecakes, because nobody could make them like he could, you know. And I don't even really want to buy none. You know how it is when you get spoiled and you're used to eating things a certain way, tasting a certain way. I'm like, yeah, I don't think we're going to do that this year. So what we're going to do, my youngest daughter and I, we're actually going to together, and what we're going to do is we are going to bake the cakes tomorrow. We're going to start on all our desserts and everything on Christmas Eve, and then the kids have requested that I make enchiladas for Christmas. Now, I love tamales, but man, I heard they're a lot of work. I personally don't know how to make them. I usually would pay somebody to make them, but tamales, that's my weakness for Christmas. Or gumbo. I remember one year I did a gumbo, and the kids did not care for the seafood one, so I changed it. Now I'll do the chicken and the sausage one, and they like that one a little better. But me, I liked it, you know, but I guess they just figured it was just too fresh. I don't know what the problem was. They just was like, Mama, no, it tastes too seafoody. That was the word they used, too seafoody. I'm like, okay. So I was like, well, we're going to do something a little more flavor. I mean, you know, they like the chicken breast, and I'll cut up a turkey sausage, put that in there. So for those of you who have special meals, recipes, definitely, you know, this is your time to enjoy it. I know a lot of people are flying during the holidays. I want to pray for you that you have safe travel throughout the holiday season, and that you enjoy this time with your family. You know, I think that's just amazing for anybody that takes the time to do this. And so, yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it. I know the malls, everything is going to be super packed, and I'm not looking forward to that. I'm pretty much done with most of my Christmas shopping. Just got one more gift I need to get. One more gift for one child of mine, and then I am done. D-O-N-E, okay? But, yeah, really, really just excited as far as thanking God to see another year, because I know a lot of individuals were not able to see another Christmas due to losing their lives, whether it was through COVID, natural causes, you know, or any other tragedy, you know, that may have happened. Definitely we want to remember any loved one that's not here at this time. And so what I'd like to do is an honor of our loved ones who are not here, let's just go ahead and do 30 seconds of silence for those that are no longer with us. And I want you to reflect on them, pray, and I want for you to really, really, really just take the positive, happy moments, okay, and think about what they meant to you, all right? So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do 30 seconds of silence. The show is not ending. That does not mean stop the show. Just take 30 seconds for anyone that you know either lost their life through the pandemic, natural causes, tragedy, who is no longer with us at this time. All right. Thank you so much for taking that 30 seconds of silence for a lost loved one in honor of them eternally, truthfully. I was going to say this holiday season, but it goes deeper than that. So, yeah, I mean, this is really going to be an interesting year for my family and I. Like I said, as the dynamics have changed in our family, but we are going to love on each other, you know, and I'm just looking forward to looking at some good Christmas movies, you know. One of my favorites as a kid, and then my children, I got them hooked on it when they were younger, that I've gotten away from, was the Charlie Brown Christmas. Who else understands that? Look, who else loves that Charlie Brown? Matter of fact, we would look at the Charlie Brown Halloween special, the Thanksgiving, and the Christmas. All three of them we would watch every year. And then what happened was I ended up, I don't know if I misplaced the movies or what, but something happened. And I just remember being upset, like, man, I can't believe that I did that. You know, I can't believe that I misplaced the videos, you know. And then I'm not a TV person. I don't watch TV a lot. So, you know, I'd rather read a book, listen to good music, or enjoy quality time speaking face-to-face with my family, you know. That's what I enjoy doing, quality time, because we've just gotten in this virtual world so used to technology, pick up the phone and talk, you know. I like FaceTime. I do enjoy, I prefer a FaceTime conversation, face-to-face, you know. And depending on the individual, that is, and how I'm looking that morning. But anyway, I just want for all of you to have a very, very Merry Christmas. Cherish your loved ones. Cherish the time you have. And just focus on gratitude. You know, if you don't get the gift that you want, it's okay. You have the gift of life. That is more meaningful than anything else on this planet. So you guys have a fabulous, fabulous Christmas. We'll be back again next Tuesday. It'll be Harold, Errol, and I. We will be speaking, and we're going to have a juicy topic for you. So come back and visit. And if you're not able to listen live, always you can listen to the replay on the podcast. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is solid. Wait. You know what? We're not doing celebrities anymore. I'm so used to my old clothing. So we're going to switch it up. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary and empowerment is extraordinary. All right. You know what? I'm going to think of something, y'all. I'm going to figure out my new clothes. All right. Love you all. Have a great, great day. I will see you next week. All right. Bye-bye.